The way that schools are funded in Texas right now is such an intensely complicated set of mathematical formulas that even experts sometimes struggle to grasp the complexity. Without wading too deeply into the Texas Education Code, here's what you need to know about the school finance lawsuit getting started today. There are actually six different suits. They've all been merged into one. One of the largest lawsuits was brought by more than 400 low- and middle-income school districts under the Taxpayer and Student Fairness Coalition. Pflugerville Superintendent Charles Dupree is president of the coalition.
Back in 2005 and 6, in reaction to another lawsuit, our legislators enacted a plan called Target Revenue. And essentially what they did at that time is they enacted what was intended to be a temporary measure that basically said, whatever you're funded right now, we're freezing it at that level.
Target Revenue was part of a plan to reduce local school district property taxes by a third. But the end result is that some school districts wound up locked in with a lot more funding per student than others. Here's one example. Pflugerville gets about $700 less per student than Round Rock ISD, which is just down the highway.
It's not fair, and it's not rational. It feels random and capricious.
But the equity argument is just one of the complaints against school funding in Texas. A plaintiff in another suit, the Texas School Coalition, represents more than 60 school districts. Executive Director Christy Rome says they are making two claims.
The first of which is that our current system has become a de facto statewide property tax, and therefore we have no local control or very limited local control over the funding. And then secondly, and perhaps even more importantly, is that our schools are inadequately funded.
The state has set a goal that students are college ready when they graduate, but Rome says the money to make that happen has not followed. So far, we've addressed three main complaints: local control over property taxes, the equity of funding, and the adequacy of funding. But there is one more complaint. A group representing charter schools and business interests says money is not being spent efficiently. Former Texas Supreme Court Justice Craig Enoch is co-counsel on the case and says plaintiffs are hoping to have the state lift its cap on the number of charter schools, which right now is set at 215.
Do we have a demonstration of how this dollar translates to the achievement of this child? When that proof is put there, then I think everything else starts falling into place. We just don't want the litigation to skip what we think is a necessary step.
Arguments in the school finance case are expected to last about 6 weeks, but a decision might not come until after the end of the upcoming state legislative session, which starts in January and lasts 140 days. That could mean lawmakers will have to be called back to the Capitol for a special session and deal with whatever the court says they have to fix. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.